With a few kind of general announcements, reminders, welcome tips, if you will. We have quite a number of new people joining the choir. If you are new, yes. If you are new, and I do mean someone who has either auditioned already or just started coming this season, or even if tonight's your first time here, could you raise your hand, please? Wonderful. You are existing members, please connect with these people, welcome them, make sure they know your names and how to access certain resources. And speaking of which, I want to introduce Barbara, who's one of our chorus committee chairs, and she has some kind of welcome tips for you, one of which involves lots of silence from you. As you've noticed from this hall, it's very live. So I don't have to talk very loud for you to hear me. Now, I'm a loud talker, so I tend to talk like this, and I tend to yell and all that, but some people aren't. So try to keep the voices down or even quiet, and let's hear what Barbara has to say.
Not only are some people not as loud as Ash, I'm one of those. As he pointed out to me recently, my voice is too soft. I think my children would laugh if they heard that, but maybe I don't yell as loudly as I used to. But the issue is, depending on where people sit, as loud as he talks, they may not be able to hear him if there are conversations going on around him. And so we're asking everyone, you don't need to be talking during rehearsal, basically. You can save your voice for singing and not have conversations with the people sitting next to you. And that will enable you to hear what Ash has to say, to hear the singers around you, and make a more efficient rehearsal. The other thing is, we still are trying to get here to start at 7:15. You're good. The empty chair should be full. We have as many chairs as we have singers. So if you can, you're here, make sure you are here next week to hopefully start at 7:15. That helps us get out at a decent hour. And there was one. Oh, and you know, if you're a chorus member, that you signed up for a volunteer job. Those volunteer jobs haven't been compiled completely yet. So what we had to set up today was a team of 5 women who moved the piano, did all the chairs. And we did great, but some of us are over 70, some of us are over 80, so we could use more help starting at 6:30. You can be here to help with the chairs. And tonight, we need some people to stay until Megan is ready to lock the building. And we all help with the chairs. If you're sitting in this side of the room, your chairs go on the stage, and then we need help getting them in the racks there. If you're over here, your chairs can go in the carrier that we will pull out. Don't let somebody else do your chair. Do your part with that. And a few people, please, other than Ted and Jim, who always stay, need to stay and make sure tables are folded and the things are put away. So just sort of self-select tonight. Yeah, Jim.
And I don't have to be the one organizing the chairs. And in fact, there may be a time in the near future when I'm not here for non-musical reasons, and so I'm happy to offer my services to train somebody else to
in chair management.
I don't want to be the only chairman here.
So it all works best if everybody helps. Please do your part, and we hope by next week to be able to give a little bit more formal assignments to those of you who that's part of being a member of the chorus, because you had to sign up for something. So we'll let you know more about that next week. I think that's all for now.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Stand, please say hello to your neighbor, to your friend, introduce yourself, make sure they know your name, all those things. How was your trip?
It goes like this, of course.
us in the tenor part.
Alleluia.
Listen here.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Those three parts with me.
Today, of course, is 9/11, so we remember those people in our hearts. And that song for me is always very healing without having to say anything. We just go into it. And I hope it can become one of our warm-up songs we can just sing together. Turn to a neighbor, say, I'm glad you're here. Repeat after me. San, san.
San, san.
San, san, croma.
San, san, croma.
San, san, croma.
San, san, croma.
Nina, wowa.
Nina, wowa.
Nina, wowa.
Nina, wowa.
Chiche, kokoma.
Chiche, kokoma.
Chiche, kokoma.
Chiche, kokoma.
Nina, wowa. Chiche, kokoma. Listen again. Nina wowa chiche kokoma. You try it.
Nina wowa chiche kokoma.
Again.
Nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san kroma. Nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san kroma. Nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san kroma, nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san kroma,
nina wowa chiche kokoma. San san kroma, nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san kroma, nina wowa chiche kokoma.
Nina wowa shrimp shrimp shrimp. Nina wowa chiche. Get that chiche out. Listen to how the song goes. San croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma. San san croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma. San san croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma. San san croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma. Just those two verses over and over again, same words. I'll sing then you repeat. San san croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma.
San san croma.
San san croma, nina wowa chiche kokoma.
wa-chi-che-ko-ko-ma.
San-san-pro-ma. Mina wo wa-chi-che-ko-ko-ma.
San-san-pro-ma. Mina wo wa-chi-che-ko-ko-ma.
Now, as I've said the past couple weeks, in Africa, choirs don't stand like this when they sing. They have a little movement. This song is called, what do you think?
San-san-pro-ma,
yes. Another welcome back song, song from West Africa. The move is simple. Walk, 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 hit. When you hit, you put two fists like this. So it goes, San-san-pro-ma, nina wo wa chi che koko ma. San-san-pro-ma, nina wo wa chi che koko ma. Can we try that and sing a whole thing?
Yeah.
We got the rhythm for it? Doesn't matter, I just do like this, this. One, two, ready, go!
San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma. San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma.
Percussion!
San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma. San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma.
Keep that going! Outro!
San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma. San San Pro Ma, Mina Wo Wa Chi Che Koko Ma.
Tennis shoes for that, please. Take out your Carmina Burana scores. Turn to movement one. I'd like to run through movements one, two, and three, and five, and ten. All of that, oh yes. So maybe get your pages ready because we're going to try and go through these. Then we're going to split and do some work together, well, separately on some text and some notes for movements two, seven, and eight. And then we'll come back and combine all that work we did. Please say hello to our company, Dr. Jeremiah Kuikoye. Before we sing movement one, can we just speak some of these words? I think you all have the same numbers as me in your score, so we should be okay. But starting right at the big entrance, so crestis. It's, how do we say crestis?
Crestis.
That's C. After press is a TS sound. Just say this text with the dynamic and with the accent better there. One, two, and.
Semper press cease.
Out, get, press cease. Yeah, those ending consonants need to be as quick as the initial onset.
Semper press cease.
Don't go press cease, but press cease. Just say press cease.
Crestis.
Get off that S finger again.
Crestis.
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 There's a clear stoppage of that S sound in between crest and seats, right? Crestis. Again?
Crestis.
Again?
Crestis.
A little less S in the middle. Again?
Crestis.
That's better. It's got to be that precise. Really make sure the ending consonants are super sharp. Speak again from there, Semper. Ready,
Semper crestis.
Out, de crescis. Vita de tesabilis. Now, even though ter and sa are whole notes with tenutos there, the initial onset still have to be accented like before. So, vita de tesabilis. Take your hand like this for a second. When I was a kid, my mom made me, my mom would make me iron my clothes every morning before school. And I know, right? A kid of the 80s and 90s. And I remember to check the iron, if it was hot, I would have to lick my finger and touch it. And if it went, then she was ready to press. If I didn't hear that sizzle, then I had to wait a little bit. Can you all pretend your hand is an iron and say, sempe crescis? You're checking the iron. One, ready, and. Sempe crescis, yes. Ante crescis, and. Vita de tesabilis. An initial sizzle, every single text in this movement needs that. That pop there. Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. Let's sing it now if we can. From the right there where you started. Seven, ten, press, see, here's your notes. Sit up straight, no backs on the chairs, please. Engage singing from the intercostal. Right there. One, two, and.
Seven, ten, press, see. Out of dead, press, see. Vita de testabili.
More accent. Yeah, so right there, I'm hearing et tunc curat. No, et tunc curat. It's all very short. If you see that tenuto staccato, treat it as true staccato more than lingering. Start at nunc obturat. Can you all pucker more like this? Everyone say, Julia Child.
Julia Child.
More of that face from when you sing this. Not so much semper, semper, cresci, darker. From the beginning of that? Oh, sorry, I nunc obdurat. Here's your F. One, and
nunc obdurat.
It's more exciting.
Et tunc curat. Ludum mentis a sine.
How do you say that? Mentis a sine. It's a TSM. Mentis a sine. Okay? We're starting to get there. We're getting the character. I need even more. It needs to sound scarier. Now, even though it's pianissimo, the text can still be fortissimo.
Nunc obdurat et tunc curat.
Keep the text kind of sharp and crisp and set pretty loud compared to the tone you're producing. Nunc ob, this is 1, 2, 3, 4 after one again. Nunc ob, one, and
Nunc obdurat et tunc curat.
Sharper. I know you're looking at music and that's fine, but whenever we get to these sections where the note changes, like ege statem, potestatem, I want little crescendos. Ege statem, potestatem. But it's still pianissimo, so we're only crescendoing to piano, but we need to hear a little bit of energy there. Can I hear you sing that, please? Ege statem. Here's your notes. There's one, this a cappella. One, and
Egestatem, potestatem.
What's the first rule of a crescendo? You have to start soft. So,
egestatem,
go back. Potestatem, so you have room to grow. Try it again. Here's your notes. One, and
Egestatem, potestatem. Dissolvitud glacies.
Yeah, and there has to be a pretty audible dynamic change from et gestatem, potestatem, dissolvitud glacies.
Sos in amis.
We get back to that pianissimo, okay? Stand up, please, and try all this. Go back to semper crescis. Measure 5 with accompaniment, please, this time. Here's your notes. One, and
Semper crescis.
Drop
the continent
of degressis. Vita de testa bilis. Nunc
operatus.
Et tu curat.
Tradition.
Ludomenticatio.
No crescendos here. Before that, well, that R is a slight roll, like a flip. Ro, ta, tu, vo. Make those strong. Just sing the consonants now. There we go. Ro, ta, tu, vo. Ready, and.
Ro, ta, tu, vo.
It has to be that strong. You hear the difference how the consonant is that loud but the tone is soft? Now put it together. Ro, ta, ready, and.
Ro, ta, tu, vo.
Now we got it. That's the sound this needs. That make sense? Make some mental notes. Keep that going, please. Start right there. We'll go on. Rota to vol with accompaniment. Ready and
Rota to vol. Santus manus.
You're on the S.
Banasanus.
More air, more punch.
Sempetis solubilis.
Crescendos here.
O cumbrata.
Et
bellata. Mihi convenite.
How do you say mi, mi, M-I-C-H-I? Mi. Yeah, just mi ki. And really because of the style of the movement, it would really be more like a meek, like a guttural. We'll just make it a K, because we're doing everything really agitated. Mi, ki, quo. Oh, sorry, mi, ki, kvo, kve. Remember, the Q's are K, V. Mi, ki, kvo, kve. Start at o, bum, bra, ta. Right there. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 after 4. Here's your notes. Accompaniment, one and
Obrata.
Crescendos though.
Et bellata.
Good tenors.
Mihi proveniteris. Nuper nutum. Dosu nutum. Vero tu visceris.
Yeah, every time we get this rhythmic figure, I always hear someone who's kind of off. Ferro tu e scelleri. When it's half note, whole note, there always seems to be someone off. Am I saying that right? S-C should
no.
be a...
Set, set.
Just set, right? I think I'm saying
set.
Oh, set, set, yeah. So ferro tu e scelleri. Yeah, just try to get that rhythmic figure as crisp as everything else. Go back to... o bumbrata, same spot. Also want to make sure I hear those KBs. Mi, ki, kvo, kve. Okay. Opum, here's your note. One and
Opum, brata.
Shandos.
Et bellata. Mi, ki, kvo, kve. Ni, tenis. Nun, per, nun, du.
Still strong, though.
Dosu, nun, du. Ferro, tu, I, se.
Salutis, but now not as short, okay? So salutis, everyone just say, so salutis, and
so salutis.
It's like each note gets a hit and then a little diminuendo. So salutis, and
so salutis.
Even though we're getting louder, let's make sure those closed vowels like oo and e don't become o and e, right? So, salutis. Start right there. Here's your F. We're no longer Julia Child. Now we're just singing. Very, very square. Okay? One and a.
So, salutis.
It's going to be that quick of a change there. So here's a tip. If your score has a page turn from movement 1 to 2, just turn the page while you're holding 10. You don't need to see the music for the cutoff, I think. And then fortunate God, done. Okay? Good work on that. Go on to movement 2 for now, please. Tenor bass, we'll spend some time analyzing this in sectional. Here we go.
Fortuna pago, fortuna stiam quibus hostis, hostem amici, fortuna sopra qui prebendis, tempum est quo legitur fronte habilata, sempre lucre secretur occasion ava.
In case you don't have them yet, I'm starting at the tutti section when we all come in with verum est quod legitur. That's a carryover and a crescendo. Legitur front. But when you get to front, go back to forte, please. Fronte capilata. I'm cutting ta into what? Instead of a whole note, it's a la ta. Half note, make it a half note, half rest if you can. And that's for every time. So we repeat this section 3 times, I guess, so every time. Now tenor bass, make sure you're transferring these tutti markings to when you do this at number 11, right? Because you always do this section first, and then we all join. Same markings both times, okay? So we had legitur, that's the crescendo carryover. We turn ta into a half note, half rest. Sed plerum quae sed quitur. That's a carryover and a crescendo. And then occasio cavata. Do not make that last whole note a half note. Just take that to the bar line. That makes sense. Okay? Can we sing that now, please, from 2 before 12? Verum est. What's your dynamic here, by the way?
Forte.
Yeah, so even though it's kind of low, actually it's quite low in the soprano alto range, try to be pretty, you know, bold with it. Okay. Here's verum. 2 and.
Verum est quod legitur fronte habilata.
Sing this again. Can you all go back to that Julia Child's verse? It has to be just darker. It just sounds very like this right now. I want this verse. Sing it a cappella. 2 and.
Verum est quod legitur fronte habilata.
Off!
Semperum et sequitur rotatio tabata.
Yeah, please make a mark somewhere. Just write Julia Child's or dark or opera. opera or something, because when we have that sound, that really matches the mood of this piece then, okay? Try verse 2 from 11. Tenors and bass, we'll focus on the beginning of this movement when we do sectionals. Everyone, rehearsal 11. How do we say those first two words there in verse 2? Say it again. It's kvis, right? Kvis, kvis. Right there, please, 11. Here's your note, center bass. It's piano, though, right? So keep it intense, but soft. Two, and. Join, this is 2 before 12, make that last whole note a half note, half rest as well. Then you have time to breathe before they come. Does that make sense to you there? Just make that a half, half rest. Yeah.
Pronunciation of the second measure, first word, I have it written as creek queen.
No.
No, kvis.
Thank you.
Kvis, yeah, and that's on the sheet I sent out as well too there, okay? Can we try it verse 3 now at 11? I want to hear more dynamic difference from 11 to when we join us at 2 before 12. Here's your note at 11, tenor bass. Rex, set, det, e. 1, 2, and.
Rex, set, det, e, and.
Just tenor bass here. Phenomenal. Can you lean in a little more on mundo propina? We talked about those operative syllables. Lean more into those. Same when you come in tenor soprano, okay? Right at your entrance, please. Very letta. Here's your note. Lean in on fa as well. And.
Very letta fa.
Before you enter. So tenor and soprano, you can breathe and go And you're already there as opposed to just have your mouth in that shape. Right there, please, pianissimo. One. I was born deaf, but if I didn't hear you, but wanted to see your words, sing it that way, even though it's really soft, right? I have to see the words. Move your mouths a lot more, but keep the tone soft still. Right there at flore, same when you come in. Here's your notes. And. For the first three movements. Now, we're brighter. I call this my Nicki Minaj face. She always kind of talks like this. It's very bright. Et sacratum, et sacratum, as opposed to et sacratum. Keep more of a smile. Take your hand like this, put an apple in it, bite the apple. That's the face you should have for this movement. And the next one we all sing, the flora, is very much that way too. Here we go, movement five. Here's your note, tenor. What's your dynamic? I love the energy, I love the intonation, just maybe softer. Here we go again. Excellent. Keep holding that. That's an oobow. That's an oobow. Go on. job. Tenors especially, great job. When we get to this legato section, we don't just want to make the tone or the notes legato, but kind of the words as well. Everyone say, florent.
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 Now say, florent.
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 Spend, and I know it's a fast-moving section for words, but try and make the text as lovely and legato as the notes. Not it's not very agitated, it just kind of floats there. Flore. Yes. Yeah. For the whole movement, basically. When there's three parts. Now, when you get to like 1, 2, 3, 4 before rehearsal 25, go back to your tenor part there. Okay? Yeah, so tenor two is baritone line. If you're doing something else, sorry. Everyone at 2 before 24. Et cetera, tu. I want to see you smiling when I walk around. If I see you frowning, we stop and go back. I'll make you frown then. Here we go, 2 before 24. 1, 2, and.
Et cetera, tu. Et volta, tu.
And 4 before 25, 1 and 2, and 3 and go.
Yum yum se Patricia, estas ready, nun presedi, quiem mi sedicia.
Quiem mi sed, say that.
Quiem mi sed.
And look at the staccatos you have there, so it's not quite as legato anymore here. Everyone say yum yum.
Yum yum.
That's the first two words. Yum yum sed.
Yum yum.
Oh, sorry. Yum yum sed.
Yeah,
little CS there. Here we go. 4 before 25. A little slower. Here's your notes. Yum yum said dot 1 and 2 and 3 and go.
Yum yum said Patricia, estas ready, nun presedi, quiem mi sedicia. Yum yum said Patricia, estas ready, nun presedi, quiem mi sedicia.
Some accents that were bolder in this section, right? What were some of those accents?
Please.
Yum yum said it, please. Estas ready, nun presedi, quiem mi sedicia. And same thing when you come in, right? Let's make sure we hear that, okay? Again, same spot. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
Yum yum said it, please. Estas ready, nun presedi, quiem mi sedicia.
Same thing.
Rumor, food, eat, and drink, so eat, and rest.
can. We'll get there, don't worry. Just speak this section, 4 before 29. 1 and 2 and T and go.
Ilen men set mi sera, kvi nek vivi, nek vasivi, su estatis dextera.
Try it again. Join us speaking there, the tenor, soprano, alto, 4 before 29. 2 and T and go.
Ili menses li sera.
The first ili, right? I have I-L-L-I, the ili, right? I'm hearing ile sometimes, make sure it's ili menses. Right there, speaking, ready, and.
Ili menses mi sera, kvi nek vivi, nek vacivi, su estatis dextera.
Let's sing it now, kind of that tempo. Here's your notes and we'll go on. One and go.
Ili menses mi sera, kvi nek vivi, nek vacivi, su estatis dextera.
If we have that kind of motion, it'll help keep our tempo a little closer together. Try it that way. So every other note is a little bit of pulse. One and two and T and go. Yeah, I like that a lot. You just reline those chords a little bit more, but that's the idea. And do that for everyone if you can. Da, 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 da. Just more emphasizing the duple nature. Right there with the accompaniment. And start the kv much earlier. So it's kv. The E is on the downbeat. One and two and T.
Kv. Do,
2 after 33, C moves 2 and T and 4.
C moves 2 through C, please. Gloriantes perfectantes pares esse paridis.
Yeah, C moves usu, right? C moves usu. Let's get right to the U there. Sing it, please, now, from 4 before 33. Simus
usus
secretis. Here's your notes. 2 and T and 4.
Simus usus secretis. Gloriantes
perfectantes pares esse paridis.
Simus usus secretis. Gloriantes perfectantes pares esse paridis.
Gloriantes
perfectantes. Gloriantes perfectantes
pares. We just stop those quarter notes in measures 5 and 7 early so we can get to the next word then. Your entrance, vere jubet. 1, 2, and.
Vere jubet, amen.
Accent.
Volgen, vere, vere, des volti, mi des volti, mi
and.
Das Jubile geht auf den Gemann, wo wir den Gemann bekehren.
Yeah, when we get to those high notes, those half notes tied to eighth notes, I think I had you cut the first eighth notes they were tied to.
Yes.
So it should be lekehamen. Can we try that, please, from lekehamen? Sopranos, be careful doing this. Put little H's if you come back in. Lekehamen. Don't activate both of those too much. Lekehamen. 1 and.
Lekehamen.
Have a seat, please. Okay. We're going to take a break. And before we do, a couple announcements. When we come back from break, we'll be in sectionals. Let me get my guy up here so I can play what we're doing. When we come back from break, sopranos and altos will be with me. We're working on, I think we'll do movement 7 and 8. I think we did enough work on movement 2 just now that we can kind of go on to 7 and 8. Tenor bass, you're going to work on the text for movement 7. And if there's text issues with 2, you can work on that as well. But focus on 7. That's the floor, floor, just speaking that text. When we switch, tenor bass will be with me. We'll be working on some notes and markings for 2 and 7. And then when we all, and then soprano, alto, you will be speaking text on movement 8 and 9. Movement 8 and 9. So getting a jump on movement 9. When we come back, we'll focus on movements 7 and 8. Next week, we review movement 7 and 8 again. We're going to start movement 9 formally with everyone. We're also going to look at movement 24. If you could take a moment to mark that somewhere, I want you to look at that movement ahead of time. It's not hard, it's just loud, and it can be a little bit difficult to tune some of those inner notes sometimes, so just take a look at that with the recording. That's movement 24, and we'll also start movement 13. That is the Ego Sum. Wafna, wafna, wafna. We'll do that one next week as well. In 2 weeks, we'll review all that, and we'll also start the In Tabirna and introduce movement 20, which is the Veni Veni, the following week. That will bring us to pretty much all the movements in the work that we sing, except for a couple inserts here and there. Reminder, the last movement is the same as the first, so that's already done. Some announcements for you all. Auditions have completed. Right now, we're looking at about 75 members that we have auditioned that are in the group right now. There are still quite a few more. In fact, I want to take this time to acknowledge members of the Oakland Gay Men's Chorus that are here to be there. We appreciate you so much. And you've all sung this recently before, right? Oh, really? It sounds like you have. That's good. Very good. We welcome you here. Hershey for being here. Thank you so much. Starting this week, I will be taking interest emails for section leader. If you would like to be a section leader for your voice part, please send me an email. That's awalker@oaklandsymphony.org. Just let me know your name, your voice part, and tell me why. Tell me your interests, tell me what you've done. Maybe you have a degree in music, maybe you don't, that's okay. But tell me why you'd be an effective leader. And then the following, or next week, I'll talk to those people and then I'll make my announcement soon. When we split in groups tonight, I've had some people just kind of subbing in and serving as leaders. Thank you to those people that are doing that, and feel free to continue doing that. Lastly, just make sure we're utilizing the resources from Chorus Connection. I don't have time to go through every single text or word in this song with you all, but I've given you a phonetic chart and a translation chart and many other things that you can really spend time and do that. If you're wondering, how do I practice when I'm home? How do I work on this stuff if I don't have a piano at my house? I would rather you spend time working on speaking the text properly at home than working on notes. In my opinion, the notes in this piece are not that challenging. Even the In Tabirna really isn't challenging note-wise, it's just the text. So if you are wondering how to practice at home, look at the phonetic sheet, write those phonetics in your score when you have, like, you know, QU writing in KD and things like that, so you know, okay?
And if you really do want to learn the notes, Cyberbase is your friend. Cyberbase will also be useful when we do the Beethoven tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year. And you can, the good thing about Cyberbase is you can alter the tempo.
Yep.
So if you really want to, like, a chipmunk, or if you like think it's too fast and you want it to go slow, as all by sections.
Couldn't you adjust the pitch too in case, like, you were doing
don't
a.
Remember.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, we're going to have Phil and Barbara talk about some of the resources like that you can use. We're pretty much doing a lot of masterworks this season, so as far as resources to help you learn, they're really quite available, and we even have a few on our Chorus Connection page as well. Give me 1 second, Vince, I'll take questions, okay? We have a couple more pieces that we still need to get, including the piece They Brought Fine Gifts from the Ballad of the Brown King by Margaret Bonds. We're still trying to order that, but that'll be a piece we do for Break Bread. We're doing the African Noel again, which we did last year, which we'll teach by rote. Hallelujah Chorus, a new version of Let Us Break Bread Together. All of those things we'll start working on in October. So if you're here just for Carmina, there may be some overlap rehearsals where we're working on Break Bread stuff as well as Carmina. Don't fret, we'll make sure it's scheduled, you know, effectively for you. Okay, question.
I just wanted to say one of the things I like about Cyberbase is that it plays all the parts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell it what your part is, it will play it in a different tone.
Yeah.
And that makes it much easier to hear your part.
Yes, very, very good resource for sure.
Gay Men's Chorus doesn't have access to Chorus Connection, so maybe Monique can explain how they can know about those resources.
Yes. If she
Well, you know, you need to prepare your mind. I if you guys will all give me your email addresses, which you didn't do last week, I will make sure that I copy you on a lot of these things, like for instance the weekly notes, so you'll know, you know, that information, and then also I'll send you some of these tools. Can I say one other thing? Some of you new folks, I've sent you invitations to Chorus Connection, but you haven't engaged yet. You haven't accepted the invitation. So if you check your spam, if you haven't gotten it, send me a note at chorus@oaklandsymphony.org, and I'll try again to send you that invitation so you can join Chorus Connection. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Do we have any other announcements before break? So we'll do announcements now, then a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back. Is there a why I say it tonight?
Yes, there is.
Okay, we'll do that for break too. Phil, take it away.
Are you why I say?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Hi. 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 So the chorus committee met last Monday, and we had a great meeting. Who was there? Stand up if you were there. Stand up. Clap! Thank you. We'd like to have more of you come. I don't want to be the only black guy there. So we'd like to have more of you come. So please come to the back. Although I like being black in school. So, one, how's the volume? Can people hear what's going on? I must say, I hear very, very little noise happening in the back, so I think you're doing very well. But is everything okay? Are people able to hear what's happening in rehearsal? Okay. All right. Good. One thing we talked about at the chorus committee meeting is elements of what chorus decorum looks like. How many people, this is like their first big chorus experience. Raise your hand. One. Well, this is all for you then. Okay. No, it's for everybody. So one is the quietness. Excellent job. Ash is not throwing out his voice, and we're all listening carefully. Thank you. Thank you for engaging in that. Another aspect, of course, the quorum is a pencil. Everybody should bring a pencil. Hold up your pencils. Bring your pencils to every rehearsal. Because when Ash says something, he wants to say it once, maybe twice. But when you write it down, you remember what he said, and you're holding up your music. I'm not sure why, Sarah, but that's good too. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent. There we go. Yes. So have your pencil to write down, and don't Oakland Game, you know all this stuff already. I'm sorry. We're slow. That's why we're talking about these things. Okay. There's a lot more elements of it. One more element is working at home. I practice my music. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't practice this week. I did not practice this week. But typically, when I'm on point, I practice 2 hours at two different times. One, almost like a day or two after this rehearsal, and then maybe the day of before rehearsal to help me remember stuff. So take some time. Right now we're working on our test. So I encourage you, take an hour or two to work on your stuff, because the expectation is Ash is working his black ass off to make sure we get things done here. And the expectation is we go home and work our various racially, ethnically mixed asses out to make sure that we got the part down so that we come back, all our asses are working together to get the music right. That makes sense?
Yes.
No. So work on that. And then there are various aspects, like I have on my iPad, I have a little piano. Anybody use a piano? Some people have a real piano, bless you. I don't have room for a piano. You have a real piano? Hallelujah, all you rich people. Okay, the rest are keyboard. I have a little keyboard on my device, that kind of thing. And then there's Cyberbase. Who knows about Cyberbase? You talked about Cyberbase a bit.
Talking about Cyberbase.
Who does not know about Cyberbase would like to know more about it? Okay, we're gonna have a little Cyberbase group. Who's gonna run that? It's not gonna be me, because I don't know. Somebody run the Cyberbase group. Okay. You're gonna run the Cyberbase group. Okay, it's a group that I just created in my head right now. And they're all going to meet in this corner during our break. It's going to tell you how to use Cyberbase. It's free, it's cheap, it's wonderful, and they have all that Western and Eastern music in there to learn your stuff. So take time on that to learn your music. There are other aspects too, like warming up, being on time. I was late, so don't talk about that. But anyway, we'll just do those two this week. Those two this week. Jim, you're raising your hand. What for?
Cyberbase is very easy to navigate.
Okay, actually, that goes in that corner over there. There we go. So Jim will be leading that group with you too. So there we go. There we go. I think that's it for now. Am I forget? What am I forgetting the announcement was?
There's also Coral Link, which is great.
Okay, you go in that corner. Coral Link too. Actually, Coral Link costs money, but it's really, really good too. I learned some other music that was very, very difficult with that. Yes?
Oh, about hearing each other. When we were having a sectional in here, there were some people right outside on the sidewalk from the forest having a nice conversation, and it was bleeding into this room.
Ah.
Just saying.
What should we do about that?
Not do it.
Oh, so there are people talking outside.
Yeah, our people were outside.
Okay, so they should a slightly lower voice, that kind of thing. Okay, that makes sense. Any other announcements? Am I missing any announcements? Oh, yes.
There are some snacks on a table over here.
Uh-huh.
Help yourselves, but you have to take food outside.
Actually, you have a table outside, too.
Do you have the table?
Yeah.
Okay. There will be snacks outside. We can't eat in this room.
Yes. And in the upcoming weeks, we'll talk more about different committees that we're all working on, because some of you are going to bring snacks, and it's going to be absolutely glorious. I think I'm done, actually.
Okay, thank you. It is currently 8:29. You are back. Well, sopranos and altos will be back in this room. However, sit in the middle if you can, so sopranos where tenors are, altos kind of where basses are. We'll work on 7 and 8, I think I said, or 7 and 9. Tenors and basses we'll do. There's four tenors, so probably tenors are in this room. Basses in here. We're working on text for movements 7 and 2 during that time. 10-minute break. When we come back, we're in those places.
So, 10 minutes.